Well, hello there. This is Chris Brown. Before we get started, if you're thinking about selling or buying a home soon, I suggest you get help from a trusted real estate agent through our endorsed local providers, also known as our ELPs. They have the heart of a teacher to help you through every step. Go to stewardship.com and click on Find an ELP to connect with someone in your area.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. This is where we talk about the way the Bible says to handle our money. Of course, there's lots of theories out there, lots of things you can turn on the TV, almost any station. You're going to get some opinions, but we're only concerned about the truth, not opinions. When you think about the way God says to handle money, one thing that happens is it works. Imagine that, right? The world's way of handling money is wrapped up in entitlement, and God's way of handling money is wrapped up in gratitude and contentment. And so it works. With God's resources, we are going to see success financially. And let's keep this in mind, Galatians 5:13. Do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, rather serve one another humbly. So as we think about that verse, as we start our broadcast today, I want to pray for you real fast that would be our prayer as we become better and better stewards. God, we come to you right now, and we are about to dive into your word and dive into how to steward our passions, how to steward our time, how to steward our talent. And God, we know that your scriptures are very clear, and there's tons of wisdom in there for us to glean from, and we're so thankful. But I pray, God, that our hearts and our character will be able to handle the success that comes with it. Thank you, God, for caring about us enough, and thank you so much for entrusting us. In Jesus' name, amen. We're excited to have a speaker and writer and a friend of this show, a host of the all-new Business Boutique event, Christy Wright, one of our Ramsey Solutions personalities. Christy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Today, like I said, we're going to be talking a little bit about stewarding our passions. That's something that Christy's done very, very well. I want to learn from her when it comes to that. Our time and our talents. And specifically, she talks about these things at the Business Boutique. And we're also going to be taking your calls at 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. Any questions about business? Any questions about stewarding your talent? Maybe you want to take something, maybe it's a hobby, or maybe it's a talent that you want to, you know what? I wonder if I can serve the marketplace with this. So again, that number is 866-357-3283. And the email address is chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Now, while you're calling in, I do want to remind all of us that our endorsed local providers are waiting to hear from you if you're buying or selling a home this spring. With the heart of a teacher, they can help make sure that you get the best deal on your house. So head over to stewardship.com and click on Find an ELP. Well, Christy, let's get right to it. How are you? How are you doing? What's the latest with you? How's little Carter doing?
Carter's doing great. So I think you know we're expecting another in September. I don't know if I've even told you this yet, but we are having a boy. We found out.
Very good.
So little Conley James is on his way. So we're looking forward to that.
You already have a name?
Oh, yeah. It's a family name. So it's Matt's granddad's last name and my dad's name. And so we're very proud to name him after two great men. So we're very excited.
You're an overachiever. You already got names.
We kind of had it before you even got pregnant. We just had those in the back of our mind, I think.
You're a step ahead of most folks. Usually that's a pretty daunting task. So what's the latest with you here at Ramsey?
Well, you know, we have a lot of exciting things coming up. We've got our two events for Business Boutique coming up in May, and those are probably the two biggest initiatives that we're driving towards right now, especially playing off of the success we had in November. You know, as a team, we are just trying to rally, fasten our seatbelt, and hold on, because this movement, and it truly is a movement, Chris, mm-hmm. is gaining such momentum.
Yeah.
And this group of women, they're so hungry, and they're just so powerful in the momentum they create together. And so we're trying to really provide a lot of tools and resources in addition to the event. That's going to be fun. We're going to have some really cool things launched this summer I'm excited about.
Yeah, you had mentioned last November. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Well, it's interesting because kind of some takeaways for me, especially looking back now, you know, that was our first event, so we learned a lot. But what's interesting that I didn't expect, Chris, is that for these women, you know, this event and everything we're doing is based on years of research of them telling us what they struggle with and what their problems are and what they need help with. And we created this event for them. We invited speakers that would meet their needs. Mm-hmm. We created content and sessions and resources to meet them exactly where they are, because women have a unique experience in business that's different than men, especially a side business that has its unique challenges when you're managing a family or full-time job as well. And so we created it for that. But what I found coming out of the event is that what these women need and what they think they need are two different things. And they think they need a plan, answers, forms, templates, etc. And that's true. Those things are good, and we give them those things. Those are very important things we give them. But what they really need is permission to win. What they really need is inspiration. What they really need is an arm around them saying, you can do this, and your skills are valuable, and God has created you on purpose with the purpose, and you have permission to go win in the marketplace, and you have permission to charge for your services, and you have permission to offer your gifts and invest in yourself and take care of yourself, because guess what? You're going to be a better wife and mom and friend and leader when you do those things. And so it's really incredible, because we gave them the plan, we gave them the answers, we gave them the forms and resources, and all they talked about was how inspired they were. All they talked about was how it changed their life. All they talked about was how they believe in themselves, and it changed their identity. One woman said, I know who God created me to be coming out of this event. Another woman said, she said, I came as a mom and I left as a business owner. There was an identity shift that happened, Chris, that has nothing to do with plans and forms. So it's very cool for me to see how both are very important, and we give them both at the event. But the most impactful part was certainly kind of almost the spiritual transformation of this identity shift and this inspiration that they were so thirsty for that they got at that event.
You mentioned that women, that's what they were looking for, but do you think this is a gender thing? You think what is different about this that ladies felt that way? You know, why do you think?
It's interesting, because when you look at generalizations of, we have gender-specific set of tendencies as men and women, both in when we approach business, when we communicate, when we, you know, anything we do, it comes out in how we act and interact. But what's interesting is, as a generalization, men tend to be more confident in their skills. So they can look at a task and go, oh, I got this. It's in the bag. Like, I can totally handle this. And women, as a generalization, I'm going to make some people mad here, but as a generalization, tend to be less confident in their skills. You know, researchers came up with a term in the 70s called the imposter syndrome. And they believe up to 70% of people have actually suffered from this, much more often women than men. And it's where it's this sense of, I don't deserve my achievements. I don't deserve to be here. Who are you to go start this business? Who are you to offer this craft or this skill? And so women so often let that fear, that imposter syndrome, those uncertainties, doubts, insecurities hold them back. Many of them also, they say this statement to me again and again, I'm not business minded. Now, as a generalization, a man may think, I'm not business minded, I'm going to go to a business book. That's a simple fix, right? But a woman is kind of, she may label herself as that, and she may own that and accept that as truth and final and feel like she can't do business. But that's not true, because she has gifts to offer the marketplace. And so when we teach her the business side of things, it totally reduces that overwhelm and intimidation factor. But men and women definitely have different strengths that they bring to business, and we talk about those at the event, but they also have different weaknesses just because we're wired differently.
Yeah, I said that we were going to be talking today about how to steward your passion, number one. And obviously, Christy's doing that. She's passionate about this subject. We're talking about the event that was last fall. You've got some events coming up. Give me some dates and some times. And I know Lisa Turkhurst is speaking, and Christine Kane, and they've both been on this show before. What specifically are you waiting for to hear from them in the event?
Well, I have been such a fan and follower and student of both Lisa and Christine for years. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's such an honor to share the stage with them at this event. We've got two events. We've got May 13th and 14th in Phoenix, and May 20th and 21st in Dallas, Fort Worth. And so our lineup of speakers, Chris, is just incredible. We've got Amy Porterfield, an expert on social media, which is so important to online business. Yeah. We've got Rachel Cruz, Dave's daughter and New York Times bestselling author. And she talks about the personal finance side, which is important for you to build a foundation to have your side business out of. Yes. And then, as you said, Lisa and Christine. And what I'm so excited about them specifically is, I think anyone that has been a reader, fan, a follower of either of them, they are kind of larger than life, right? Like, their impact and their platform is just so massive. Yeah. And I'm really excited for them to stand on stage as a woman, as a peer to these women and say, I was where you were. I know what it's like to be scared. I know what it's like to have fear. I know what it's like to feel inadequate. Christine talks about this in starting the A21 campaign, of how God called her to start this campaign. And she thought, I don't know the first thing about human trafficking. Are you kidding me? Like, I am as unqualified as it comes.
Yeah.
And God said, I'm calling you to do this. I will qualify you. I will give you what you need to do it. And so, man, they're just, I think the women are going to be so inspired by their stories of how they got started, because they're real women just like we are, just like all of those of us that are trying to figure it out as we go. And just really hear their story that makes you feel like, you know what, I can do this too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your passion for the subject and for this particular need out there. Of course, there's lots of questions that are already coming in. This one comes in from Detria. She says, I live in Flint, Michigan, and own a small pet sitting business. I have about 25 clients who use my service. On June 9th, I'm relocating to Los Angeles, California. Much better weather there, I would assume. And we'll definitely reopen my pet sitting business there. I want to find a trustworthy replacement for my clients here in Flint, Michigan, but am wondering how to approach this transition as an entrepreneur. You got any thoughts on that?
You know, it's interesting. As I think about this business, and as she was talking about, you know, moving, I'll speak from my own perspective. When I'm moving, or you know, moving locations of your home or your business, or just your life is transitioning in some way, oftentimes we're very focused on where we're going and not where we're leaving. You know, our heart has kind of moved on.
Yeah.
And so I would just challenge Detria to think through, is selling your business, is selling your client list, is finding referrals for your current base, is that something you want to do? Or is that something you feel like you should do? Because if you don't want to do it, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You've got a small business with a few clients, and you can say, thank you for your business. I would love your referral testimonial. I'd love to use a testimonial on my website. Give them a good heads up and runway before you're, you know, headway before you're leaving. And then move on and start focusing on your business that you're moving to in LA. You know, focus on starting to get that online presence, start, you know, putting the word out there, putting your name out there, and start building that business there. Now, if you had a huge, incredibly valuable business that was going to be worth a lot of money you wanted to sell, I would encourage you to invest the time, but just look at it as what it is. That will take time to value it, to promote it, to find a qualified buyer, and to go through all that. And when you're moving to LA, I don't know about you, but I'd be like, let me get to LA. You know, I don't want to go through the effort. So it's just something really to think about if that's worth it to you.
All right. Well, you know, Bob and Amanda had decided, you know what, let's get Detria on the line. So this is a little bit different. So we're going to mix that up. She's on the line, right? All right. Let's just talk to her and see, you know, what she thinks about our answer.
Awesome.
Detria, how are you?
Thanks so much for taking my call.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for sending in the question. And of course, are you looking forward to the sun there in LA?
I'm looking forward to the sun, and I'm looking forward to the lead-free drinking water.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to starting my business there as well. I know it's going to grow at the pace that I wanted to. Christy, I was so inspired by the Business Boutique. I'm one of the women that Dave gave a free ticket to.
Oh,
last
awesome.
Year. Yeah, and I drove from Michigan to Tennessee. I got there, and I enjoyed every second of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I walked away inspired, and the thing that I held on to, I believe you said it the last night, was something to the effect of, but what if I fail? And the response is, oh, but what if you fly?
Right, that's so good.
And that's what I walked away with. And to hear your advice, I'm actually surprised, but at the same time, like, yeah, you mean I can start focusing on LA right now? I can do this? You know, like, because I was thinking maybe I should wait and then start promoting myself because, I don't want to get the word out too fast because I'm not there to start showing up for pet sitting clients. But I feel inspired by your advice, and just to remember that the business I have here is pretty small, and take it for what it is. I learned a lot. I've had it for 3 years. Wonderful, great clients. I'm going to miss all of my fur babies. I just want to leave on a positive note and let my clients know that as I leave Flint and leave their pets, that they meant the world to me.
Sure.
And I think of them as I think of my own three cats, that I don't want just anybody taking care of them.
Sure.
So I take my position seriously.
Well, and I hear your heart, and that's so important. If you, and I'm so glad you called in so I could actually hear a little bit more from you. But I think one of the things that you have the option to do that may be kind of a compromise where you're not having to go the full commitment of selling your business, valuing it, finding a qualified buyer, and going through everything that will involve, which could be a lengthy amount of time and take a lot of your time and effort when you're probably just wanting to get LA, like you said.
Right.
But one of the things that you can do is you can do a little bit of research, spend a little bit of time interviewing, researching, getting to know, taking to coffee some other pet sitting businesses in your area, and just picking one. Say, I've got a client list that I care about, and I want to refer them to someone. And that's valuable to another business. So they should be taking you to coffee, taking you to dinner to sell, you know, make their case for why you should choose them.
Right.
But then you're able to do that. But I just want to encourage you that your heart is so clear. And if you want to end without a referral, you don't want to go through that process, and you just simply want to say thank you to your clients, write them a handwritten note, say thank you for your business. They know your heart, and they've experienced it. That's why they've chosen to go with you for 3 years.
Right.
You have permission to not do all that if you don't want to. And if you want to, do it. You know what? Interview someone, find someone you'd like to refer them to. But if you don't want to and you get busy and it's time to move, you are not obligated to do that. You've done your season there, and your life is changing, and that's okay. But I will tell you, there is no reason you can't start promoting a presence in LA, getting the word out there. You could even incentivize future bookings. Say, you know, start booking now and get 20% off.
Oh, wow.
And so you start building that, you know, start building that funnel now. You don't have to wait till you step foot in LA to start from scratch.
Okay.
So that may help you kind of get some momentum before you even arrive.
Yeah, great advice. Thank you so much, Christy.
Thanks
for
calling in.
Thank you so much for everything you've done. Yes, thanks, Chris.
Yeah, we have absolutely no doubts that with a heart like yours, that very few folks out there that really serve with that much heart. So we're definitely cheering you on. Well, folks, you know, Dietrich is moving from Flint, Michigan, all the way to LA. So she's going to be selling a house and she's going to be buying a house. And I don't know if that's you this spring, but buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial decisions that you'll make in your life. For most of us, it's the biggest purchase that we'll ever make. But how do you find a top agent that you can trust? How's Dietrich going to find a top agent that she can trust to get the best deal? Our endorsed local providers are real estate agents with the heart of a teacher. And each year, they sell 40-plus homes, which is almost 5 times more than the average real estate agent these folks produce. And our surveys show that customer service is outstanding as well. So get connected with a top-notch real estate agent in your area by going to stewardship.com and clicking on Find an ELP. And I hope Dietria does that because they will serve her very, very well.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now back to your host, Chris Brown.
Our next call comes in from Woodstock, Georgia. This is Jesse. Jesse, how are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Oh, very, very well. How can we serve you?
Well, basically, my question is that I'm struggling with coming out of what I call break mode. Essentially, when I get overwhelmed by the attention that my blog, which is my business, that's been receiving over the last year, I tend to try to take a step back, take a breather, and then try to jump back in. But now I'm struggling with the jumping back in part. It's like I just want to stay in my safe little break zone.
Welcome to the club.
Well, thank you.
Sure. Jesse, I would love to know, when you started this, why'd you start it?
I started because, you know, I'm a huge fan of Dave Ramsey, and so we've been living out the baby steps, and I did it to help others realize that, hey, you know, real people, you know, that are living on one income, they're paying off debt too, and they're, you know, living by a budget, and that we're not, you know, just always pinching pennies and we're never not having fun. Like, we are still living life, just living it by a budget and paying off debt at the same time.
Gotcha. So what, thinking back to kind of the beginning and even still now, but what excites you about it? What, all of the things that you're doing, the effort, the blog, the stories, you know, everything that you're trying to maintain to help people, what excites you about it?
I just love hearing when, you know, someone emails me and they just kind of tell me their story and then tell me how I've motivated them to take charge of their money and to basically stop playing the victim and to just get going. And then all of a sudden they're making all this progress and they're actually starting to feel like they can breathe and that they're coming out of what I call financial hell.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's so great because it's the stories that are so motivating, right?
Yes.
Of all of the responsibilities around it, what is the aspect you probably enjoy the most? Is it the writing? Is it the interacting with customers or readers?
It's definitely the writing and then the interacting with my readers. I really enjoy that personal connection with them. And I think sometimes I overwhelm myself because I feel like I need to respond to every email and every comment on Facebook. And now that I'm receiving so many more comments and so many more emails, it's like I can't respond to everything. This is bothering me.
That's good news, Jesse, because that means your impact is growing. And that's not a bad thing. That means that you're helping more people. So I would just encourage you to do two things. One, I would encourage you to find a way to write down kind of your why, like what excites you about it, those stories, those lives. You know, every email represents a story that matters. Every email represents a life change. And either post it on your computer, on your mirror, somewhere to kind of keep your why front and center. It's really easy in business or anything, any project you're working on, to lose track of the why. And if we don't remember why we're doing it, then it becomes really difficult to stay through the challenges when things get tough and to get back into it if we've taken a break or gotten overwhelmed, like in your case with just the fact that it's growing so much. So keep your why front and center. That'll really help you kind of remember getting back to the basis of why you did this. And the second thing is, I would encourage you to somehow get a jump start back into it. What is something that sounds so fun to you? It's just a baby step. I'm not going to respond to every comment on Facebook. I'm going to respond to one. Or I'm not going to write 50 new blogs. I'm going to write one blog. And just in the act of doing something you enjoy that excites you about it, you will naturally get confidence and get momentum that will make you want to keep going. Because when you're doing something you enjoy, when you're doing something that excites you, you can't help but do it, right? Like, so you're gonna kind of get that jump start. It's kind of like, I want to get back into working out. Well, as soon as I do that first workout, afterwards, I'm going, man, I miss this. Man, this is so good. It makes me feel so good. So it's one of those things that I think you just need a jump start. The overwhelm that you pinpointed is very true. A lot of that's in your head. You don't have to respond to every single comment, et cetera. The impact that you make, the ones that you do respond to, are very valuable, and what you're doing matters, even if you don't get to respond to everyone. So you're doing a great job, Jesse.
Okay.
So Jesse, you are not abnormal. Keep that why right there in front and you will be just fine. You know, Christy, a lot of emails have come in and a lot of voicemails have come in all around this idea. I got a voicemail here from Melissa, and a lot of them have the same theme, that one spouse wants to go down this entrepreneur kind of world and the other one's not supportive. What would you say to those folks?
In my marriage, I am the entrepreneur. I'm the excitable. I got 100 ideas a minute, and I come home and tell my husband Matt about all of them, which I'm sure he's very thrilled about every day. But he's more practical. He's detail-oriented. He likes predictability. He likes facts, figures. He likes to know that there is a guarantee at the end of it, which I am just a dreamer, and I haven't thought through any of those details to tell him. And so one of the things I just encourage people, if you are in a marriage that's similar where you've got opposite personalities, and naturally one of you is entrepreneurial and one of you is hesitant or skeptical. So if I, as an entrepreneur, want to get my husband on board with an idea, which is very important that your family's on board, you've got to be running towards the same goals with your budget, with your time, with your dreams, values, stewarding everything together. But one of the things is, talk about what your needs are. So I can ask Matt, when I have an idea, what do you need to hear from me? You need to hear that I'm not going to go spend all of our money, that I'm not going to go, you know, move to another state, that I'm not going to jump off a cliff, whatever. And so he can tell me, Christy, I need clear communication on what's going on. I need to know that you're not going to risk everything we have on the line. And so what that does is helps me as the free spirit with lots of ideas communicate to him in his language in a way that he understands, that allows him to get on board and be excited with me, his version of excitement, which we know is not my level of excitement.
That's amazing.
His excitement is, I'm so excited. That sounds very good. So I just have to reset my expectations. But what's so great is I begin to speak his language. So I'll come home and say, babe, I had this amazing new idea for the business boutique, and I'm going to do this and this and this. And, you know, here's how we're going to execute it. And here's what it's going to require me of travel time. And we're going to make it work here. What are your thoughts? What are your, you know, and invite their input. So if you just start to have a conversation about needs, expectations, dreams, then that can really help get you on the same page. But many people miss that conversation and they just come home and say, I'm going to do this. And they didn't involve their spouse, but you're a team and you've got to get on the same page and have that discussion. Another great thing you can do is to ask a lot of questions. If you're the entrepreneur, ask a lot of questions. What do you think about this? What feedback do you have? Gotcha. How would you do it? You know, what concerns do you have? And then they feel like a participant, not like you're just running off the deep end without them. So it's really important to have that talk.
Very, very good advice from Christy Wright, one of our Ramsey Solutions personalities. And all the information about all this kind of stuff will be right there at stewardship.com for the Business Boutique. And Christy, we thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. I loved it.
Well, folks, you can get all information about Christy at obviously ChristyWright.com, but also reach out to her on Twitter at Christy B. Wright and thank her for her time and for her work. I want to make sure that everyone is reminded about our amazing ELPs this home buying season. Make sure you check them out at stewardship.com. Well, folks, it has been a pleasure. And until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.